you know, been, you know, approved of, but mm-hmm. they told him to toughen him up.
Right.
So what does that do? That assures Richie incognito of possibly suing to keep his job.
There you go.
Or, you know, because he's going to land somewhere else, obviously.
And I always told you that he would definitely get another job.
But the other thing is that there are a lot of players in that locker room.
Yes.
That, you know, he dropped the N-bomb on. It was not a problem.
No.
You know? And a lot of guys were defending him. But at the same time, now this guy, Martin, is now the big softy. Because he stood up and said, hey, man, I can't take this anymore. You know, I don't know where you guys are at on this, man, but this is like as the world turns. 1-877-727-7746. Give me a call. 49 minutes past the hour. We have an epidemic problem with bullying.
Yep.
A lot of people will hurt themselves, freak out, hurt other people. This whole situation going on with the Miami Dolphins, man, is taking on a whole new dynamic for me.
Right.
Especially now this guy, Richie Incognito, who basically bullied this young man,
right.
was told that he was given pretty much permission to do so.
Right. Hey, but you know what? You keep making this a one-on-one situation. I think one of the reasons why Martin had to leave, because it was more like the locker room against him, all the older players. You know, no right. one was standing up for him. So it wasn't a one-on-one. It wasn't one person beating on him.
I agree with that.
It was a whole bunch of people that was against him.
Here's the other thing. In the same vein, once they see that you're bullied by one guy, mm-hmm. everybody's going to bully you.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was accepted.
Yeah. They go after somebody that was weak, and it has nothing to do with your size, because this dude was 312 pounds.
But do we have to say he was weak? Can we just say that maybe he
didn't? No, but that's what they're saying.
Maybe it's not that he was even weak mentally. Maybe he was. Maybe he just didn't agree with fighting back. Maybe that's just not how he was raised.
Or he couldn't fight back. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Want to comment on this? I play football now, currently. And I know most of these guys out here say that it's bullying and this, that, and the other, but I got guys that slap me on the helmet if I do something wrong, or they say something to me to toughen me up. I've been playing football all my life, so I feel like the guy was kind of right for trying to toughen him up, but your approach is, it has to be different from everybody else's. Some people can't take to that just like right. you did.
Well, let me just say this. It may have come out that it has happened with the Miami Dolphins, but this kind of stuff goes on all the time.
In every team, in every sport, and even in environments that's not even involving sports.
Right. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, this is Rashawn, man.
Yeah.
First of all, like, I agree and I disagree, because, first of all, the management, you know, I see what they was trying to do by getting them, you know, to toughen them up, because you don't want no soft player on your team. You can't win with nobody like that.
Well, cut him. Cut him. Yeah, don't mentally abuse him.
I mean, but listen, but the guy took it too far. You know, he was like, he was harassing him, calling him, extorting money from him and everything. So he definitely took it a little bit too far or whatever.
Yeah, I think that was the case, too, because I think, you know, it got to the point where, you know, he wasn't making as much as everybody else.
No.
You take $30,000 from him, and yeah. he's making $390 after taxes, $180.
Well, Will Davis, he claimed that they split that $30,000 bill, but it's also alleged that they made him pay for a trip to Vegas that he didn't even go on.
Wow.
Good morning, 15 grand.
Hey, it's Tracy.
Tracy.
There is no way that management could not have known. I remember when that show Hard Knocks first aired,
yeah.
and they were showing how the teammates, the rookies, got bullied. And it wasn't to this extreme, but they cut their hair. They shaved their head. They made them pay for things.
And that's
they
normal?
They really picked on them. Yep, but not, it wasn't to that extreme, but I can see how the management did. No, they know that stuff goes on.
Gotcha. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate that.
Not trying to be rude, Russ says, I don't consider him a punk. I see him as smart. He's about to get paid. Tweet, tweet. Testosterone will have men looking dumb sometimes. Mm. Dave the Dude says, Martin grew up rich. Tweet, tweet. Probably has never been in a fight. Most rookies get hazed in some fashion. He's too big to pull the bully card, though.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Russ. A couple of points I would like to make. First of all, Soup, man, most of the time I agree with you, but this time I'm more free to say. I mean, the fact that the matter is that it might not have been a racial thing, but it definitely became racial once he used the N-word mm-hmm. around other African-Americans very freely. And Chris Carter even noted to that there's no way he could have did that in most locker rooms mm-hmm. around the NFL. That's mm-hmm. number one. Number two, the Miami Dolphins management are definitely culpable in this situation, because just like you guys just alluded to, they knew about, if they told him to toughen him up, they should have told him about which lengths he can go to do so. So extorting money from a young man that's only making $390,000, which is minuscule in the NFL standards, that's not a lot of money, especially when you're taking $15,000 to go to strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys keep making this like some white guy just was calling black people the N-words.
Oh,
this is
a
locker room full of friends. It wasn't looking. It's just like you had, if you eliminate race and you have five guys talking and they're bouncing the N-word around, that's more or less what describes what was going on here.
So you let your white friends call you the N-word?
This is the bond that they had. This is not about me.
But he saw he was weaker and kept going at her. On the Hard
Knocks. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Pouncey, somebody that's tough.
But he didn't go at Pouncey like that.
But he did use the N-word.
He did, but he didn't go at him at the same ferocity.
Hold on. When Pouncey walked in the bar, the first thing he said, my nigga Pouncey is here.
And that's when Pouncey
said, don't. But he wasn't saying what he was going to do to his mother and his girlfriend.
How crazy.
Come on, the use of the N-word.
Good morning,
crazy.
Yes, your comment, please.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah.
Hey, Russ, I got a question. If you went home today and told your dad, all right, Pops, I'm about to quit my job. Soup he just gonna lay off me. What would your dad say to you?
I understand what you're saying.
No, his parents did get involved.
Okay, this dude obviously got raised playing football. He knows the game. How do you think his...
I think it was a culmination of things that got to the point where he just wouldn't take it anymore. And I think it's more than just being called the N-word. I think there's so many other things that happened to this dude. And I think that he was in fear of, because the guy was obviously incognito, had a lot of power in that locker room.
Yes.
And once you lose confidence from any of your teammates,
it's over.
Yeah, it's
but
a
not
wrap.
Only that, Russ. He wasn't only in. He wasn't a part of the team, and that's the whole thing about football or any sports is you want to be a part of the team.
And his parents weren't involved. Called the team.
He was considered to be part of the team. They thought they was rehabilitating this dude. They just went about it wrong.
They bullied him.
I agree with that.
You know what? I'm gonna start bullying you. See if
try
you like
it.